Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show. Thank you for listening.
As always.
As always, like, rate, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us.
You forgot?
I was looking at you like, follow us, Twitter, Oprah Rose Show, Instagram, The Oprah Rose Show, and email any questions, comments, concerns, letters, advice, hotels to TheOprahRoseShow@gmail.com.
Yes. We just had a good hotel the other day.
We did.
Hotel / listener letter.
/ yeah.
And you can check it out on Patreon, so make sure you subscribe to the Patreon well. Yeah, my sis was caught up in the rapture, huh?
She was losing everybody.
For a nigga that she ain't even gonna see after the next weekend. But
listen, them Chicago weekend dates.
It's okay.
Anyway.
So we are so excited today because I feel like this is a little twofold, right?
Okay.
So we have a friend of the show today.
Who just happens to be really good with money.
And you know, I can't really I can't do a fraction, no type of calculation.
What does a fraction have to do with money?
I have math anxiety, right? So when I start to see numbers, I like automatically, I'm like, oh Lord, no, let me just count my money.
I don't know
just
what's going on.
Direct deposit.
Somebody help.
Yeah. Help it, please. But you know how much I love money though.
Right. Right. You just like to spend it. You don't want to.
I don't know that she likes to spend it.
Yeah, I don't like to spend it. Yeah,
she's just Goldstein. Tiara Goldstein.
She's Tiara Goldstein. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
At the same time.
That's true.
Because I'm still good with money.
She just want to look at the account and it says a number.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that. I will eat beans for a week straight if it goes below.
If it goes below a certain threshold.
Yeah, it's giving tuna fish out the can. I'd be like, oh my God, I can't go anywhere.
And she's still going somewhere.
And I'm still going somewhere.
Yeah.
Facts.
Charge it to the game.
Yep.
Still going. But anyhow, I feel like we've talked about this a lot. We really wanted to have a financial literacy conversation that's digestible and informational for everybody. So without further ado.
Hey yo. What's going on?
What's up, Earl?
What up?
What's up? Can we do the TTDD thing one more time?
You want to say it? Okay.
Go ahead. Y'all go first.
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
I'm EE. I told you that joke earlier. I was like, I'm going to throw that in there.
You wanted to interject?
You wanted to do that?
Because it's not many syllables. Is it syllables? No, letters that could do that.
It's not.
And they all just happened to work.
I got one opportunity. I was like, I'm going to get this off.
Yeah.
I love
get
it.
Get your shit off.
Yeah.
You're a cast member.
No. Thanks for having me, y'all.
So
thank
excited.
You so much for coming on.
So make us rich, my nigga. Get us to the money. Get right to
you try to sit on the couch.
Right.
Get us some money.
Get us to the money. No, but I did want to start off. So like you said, you're a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And you obviously have a financial background. Mm-hmm. But we do want to start off. We've been talking a lot about how everybody is so unbelievably tired. T-I-RED.
Exhausted.
It's giving T.I.R. It's an acronym
right.
That everybody is so unbelievably tired and over it. And like
real
I said,
rat.
We've just done so many episodes about this recently, I feel like.
We're Young Thug's daughter.
I'm motherfucking tired.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
And I always be like, I'm tired, boss. The end of that Drake song. I'm tired, boss. That is me. And so you recently took a sabbatical.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So
and somehow
incredible.
I'm still tired.
And oh, right, what the hell?
That's probably because I was out with y'all last night. So.
Yeah,
wow, that's okay. That's real.
That's
so
a good tired.
For people who don't know, what is a sabbatical?
So, I mean, to me, when I never heard it because my white coworker did it first, and okay. I was like, oh, I thought teachers did that, but I guess they do it in normal business setting too. But so basically, I asked my job. We can get into the specifics, but I asked my job for some time off to go figure out, you know, how to be a better version of me kind of thing. And they said, you know, how about take 3-6 months off, like where you still are an employee.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of that time, you're not getting paid, but you get benefits.
I was about to ask you, do you still get
biggest
your benefits?
Thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, that was the biggest thing. But you get benefits and then you have the option to either come back or they'll help you leave, like positively.
That is incredible.
Yeah. It threw me for a loop. I didn't know that existed.
At
I've heard of it before in corporate America, but I've never actually knew someone who did it.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of people doing it, but it was like, I don't know what it entails. I don't know how you hook that up.
Yeah.
Because to me, it seems like you know, you go to your boss, your manager, whatever, and you say you want to do this. It's almost like, you want to do what?
Right.
Right.
You want to take 6 months off?
Right.
Right now?
Exactly.
Right. We got 6 projects coming up.
Right now?
That's facts.
And, you know, I've only heard of it, like, I've heard of people taking sabbaticals, but from like my setting, I've only like seen people go on like FMLA, like pay or disability.
And what's FMLA?
It's like where you injure yourself and, or you're injured, you get injured some kind of way and you are incapable of working.
Got it, okay.
You know, but they still have to pay
another family member too.
Or if a family member, it becomes like, ill. So like if a parent has cancer or something like that, you can take time off.
Got it. Okay.
So,
I think you only get medical leave or something.
Is
that Aflac?
keep going, G. What were you saying?
I that little duck. I used to always be like, well, what the hell is this covering me for?
I don't know that it's Aflac, okay. But you don't get your full salary during that time. You get only a percentage. And then disability is when you are off, like, but the government pays you. So you are you already, like, pay into that.
Okay.
Those benefits.
Got it.
But I've never heard of, like, anybody, especially, I guess, in the more creative space, taking, like, a sabbatical.
Right. I mean, even to me, it was trippy to think of it because in finance and specifically consulting, it's like investment banking adjacent or, you know, Wall Street type of jobs. They just, all they do is grind you to death.
Right.
You know? So people just leave normally to go take another job. It's easier. But I just said, I asked them, I was like, I've been like doing well for y'all for like 4.5 years. I'm like, I just see my productivity going down. Because I had, like, family stuff going on. Like, everybody was healthy, but, like, just stuff I needed to pay attention to.
Right.
With my nephew and stuff like that. So I was like, yo, something's got to give. Like, and I don't want to not keep performing for y'all and lose my reputation. And then we leave on bad terms.
Mm.
So then it was like, oh, yeah, no, for sure. We'll support you in whatever you want to do. Like,
but
I was like,
that's even a big step to even admit to yourself that you need to take a moment.
Yeah.
And that's so encouraging too, because I'm sure that took a lot to have that conversation.
Oh, facts. I mean, my girl would tell you, period. Like Brie would tell you, she was just like, you're just not yourself. There was like moments where I was like, I try to stay positive, you know, but I was like getting my ass kicked. And I was like, what is going on? Like,
wow.
So then I was like, yo, something's got to give. And we just started talking to her. Luckily, my coworker had done it a year before.
Mm.
So I hit him. I was like, how'd you do this? Because I don't even know what this entails.
Like, how do I start?
How do you start? Like,
yeah.
Like, and then him being a consultant in finance, he's like, first of all, it's like numbers game, right? Like, do you have money to take this leave first?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's my next question.
Right, you save. But then next is there. Like, yeah, but after you leave the money conversation out of it, you just go, well, what is it that you want to do in that time frame kind of thing? Like, do you want to be just rest, or do you want to be productive creatively, or stay with your families? So figure out that part. And then I started asking close friends, my brothers, right, my sisters, asking them what they think. So yeah, it was like a month worth of like soul searching, but also asking your people who know you best to say,
right,
does this sound right for me?
Right.
Mm. I can't imagine. It's like I think we all have worked since we were 16.
Same.
With no break.
No break.
And to have just that time, like, I probably would
literally
still
20
be tired
years.
Too. Yeah, 20 years of working.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like to have that time to, like you said, get to that point and you're like, yeah, this ain't it. Like, and it does, it affects everything and yeah. how you move and everything. Yeah. So I do, I love that.
Your outlook, your positivity, yeah. all everything. Yeah. yeah.
See, that's why you got to have some white friends.
Yeah.
Because then they'll give you a little bit of game.
okay.
You know what
exposure.
I mean? Yeah.
To see how they finessing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because right, they taking it. I've never heard of it, like never. Yeah. And I know somebody that kind of did it, but it was for like medical reasons. Mm-hmm. But and it was like a huge thing, so right. it's right. just yeah.
Did your coworker come back?
He tried to come back part time, and he was like, "All right, I'll do half," just because he got nervous about cash and benefits and stuff. Uh-huh. And I was telling him he would have to go. Seemed interestingly enough, a podcast and like YouTube video reviews on like the movie and sci-fi space, which is awesome. But I was telling him, I called him, I was like, yo, don't come back. Don't come back. Like, you're getting traction. Like, you should do that fully.
Wow.
But he was getting nervous, came back. They said part-time. He started working 60-hour weeks. He's like, this is not what y'all
wow.
said.
That's not part-time.
Just,
wow.
He truly just
that's
then
more
said,
than full.
Just quit. Wow. He's like, I'm done. I'm good.
They said part-time and then gave him 60 hours.
60 hours.
A week? A week.
Yeah.
That's wow. more. That's like, what?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, was that like, or was that your yeah. normal work
that's
schedule?
Very normal, yeah. Wow. Consulting again is client services, so
okay,
that's why they give you an extra cell phone, like, because you're always on call, right? Like, whenever the client needs you, got to be moving.
Yeah.
And I think I was telling TT, I was like, the reason companies bring us in is to solve their problems, and their problems don't sleep, so you don't.
Yeah.
So that's the norm. But what he came back for was a half time, part time joint, and didn't work out, so he left.
Mm.
Is he doing well?
He is.
No, I was
so,
about to ask that. I'm invested in his yeah. story.
So I started 4 weeks ago, my first meeting, right? My first meeting that I had, that Monday that I started of being free, was with him to understand what did he do in right. a year to stay productive. Right. And because, you know, we all need, some type of, like, we're addicted to productivity because we like the getting shit done, right?
We're in this capitalist right. world, so we're wired already.
Like that to get stuff done. So I was asking him, so... But then we met, you know, had like two beers at like 12 o'clock while all the Wall Street guys were just like in suits and we're just like, relax. It's funny. We's our waiter, who turns out to be a comedian. He was like, we was there for 2.5 hours and he brought the check and he's like, yo, I'm not trying to rush y'all, but like these suits normally be out within 45 minutes. Like, are y'all trying to stay or y'all trying to go? I was like, we really don't got nowhere to be, bro.
Nowhere to be right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
that's
he is
so
very
free.
Well. We had a long conversation. He's super happy and elated. So I was like, shit, if he's doing that, why not double tap in too?
But you also are alluding to the fact that you still have a life in a sense of like going out, having drinks, having dinner. Mm-hmm. How? You off for 6 months.
I mean,
how are you able to save enough to be able to still have a normal life in that sense of like being able to afford these things?
Yeah. Right. Uber is expensive and inflation on everything is high. So
the COVID tax.
And I don't mean to be
so
in
the
your
girls
business.
Are no, the girls are we're trying to get it, we're trying to understand.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, I think y'all the same way as me. Y'all like the same way we were raised, right? You like to pre-plan for stuff, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all grinded to do what? To have savings in the bank, to live comfortably, to make sure that if your mom needs something or your kid needs something, you can handle it.
Right.
Yeah.
So luckily I don't have no kid. I'm not married. I don't have a house. So all the normal stuff I did in terms of saving is what everyone else did. But recently in the thanks to, like, I'm just going to throw it out there now, cryptocurrency, I've been really into that for the past year and a half.
Now, what is cryptocurrency?
Oh, we about to go down this wormhole.
We
about to go to...
I feel like
Neo or some shit. I'm about to take a blue pill and
just
like
see
the
numbers.
Green lights behind me.
Y'all want to sip first? Y'all want to sip first?
Before we go, we talk... Right. So now we just about to go down a cryptocurrency.
I want to answer your question, but it's because I was prepared. One, it was being prepared just with like normal savings, but then also, you know, when they say preparation meets the opportunity, the opportunity was a friend of mine, again, a white friend, shot me a text
friends.
And I started paying attention. I was like, let me pay attention here. And the reason, actually, let me take a step back. The reason I paid attention, because I didn't pay attention to the last time it was hot, which was in 2017.
Mm.
And I told myself then, because I'm seeing my boy like coming out big and I'm like, and he was right next to me. I never knew. And I was like, yo, I would never not pay attention again.
Got it.
That was what like drove it. I missed out in 2017.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, let me pay attention this time.
Go.
Well, let me take a little sip of my drink.
Yeah. It's giving notes.
Talking about cryptocurrency.
Right. Yeah, because I was
at spooky season.
Spooky season. So every time we say spooky season, you have to
take a sip.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Cool.
We're hazing you.
Right. It's I'm not going to say it because we don't have that much because we're going to run out.
That's very true.
No, I was at a baby shower. I'm sorry. Yes, I was at a baby shower a year ago and someone was there and not really, like, he doesn't know that much about the space, basically. Mm-hmm. But he was telling us, like an idiot, I wasn't really paying that much attention. And one of the other girls at the baby shower was. So fast forward to the first birthday. And she's like, yeah, I made $40,000.
Straight like that.
Wow. In a year. And I was like, I'm sorry, come again? And the same baby shower, like, her boyfriend was like, we had the same financial advisor. And mm-hmm. then I think in the pandemic, he was like, you know what? I could probably do this. Bought a whole house. Like a bunch of shit that I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I not paying attention to this?
Wow.
That's real.
So, yeah, where do we start? Because it does seem so daunting. Start? It's like a black hole. And I know it's so much information.
But before we get too deep into like the money aspect of it, first of all, I want to say I'm not a financial advisor.
This is disclaimer.
This is not disclaimer. Right.
Let's just
don't
run that at the bottom.
Instagram DMs talking about I listen to you.
Irm told me don't come back.
There's no liability if you lose money.
Yeah, but the disclaimer too before that too is just it's super volatile. And as with anything you do, I always say do your own research, do your own due diligence. It's your bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you wouldn't spend your bread like, you know, foolishly anywhere. Why would you do that with investments? So first off, like people are like making crazy bank off of this stuff. We can get into like y'all gotta guide me, you know, I get too into the details. So
that's
what
y'all
want to talk about.
What is crypto? I guess maybe we'll start there.
So cryptocurrency is a digital version of currency the way you know it right now. So the dollars, the $10 in my pocket right now, like but it's just a digitized version.
This is no physical form of the money.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So what is currency? I mean, currency, if you think about it, is it only has value because we give it value, right?
Yeah.
Like if you think about it, like we say this piece of paper, it's basically like almost like a IOU kind of thing. This is worth something to pay for something, and it's going to translate for some type of another, like you could trade it for this bottle of elderflower we're drinking here, right? So cryptocurrency is just a digital version of everyone came together and said, this is worth something, right? But I want to take a step back. Cryptocurrency, the key to cryptocurrency is blockchain. We should start there. I'm not going to get too deep. Okay.
Because I already was like, huh?
Right.
I'm overwhelmed. It's one word.
So
he's only used two words so far.
He's only used,
So blockchain. Digital money. That's all it is, cryptocurrency. Okay. But before we get there, the brilliance of cryptocurrency is the concept of blockchain.
Okay.
So a blockchain is just, I'm going to use these three words, I think, distributed public ledger. Right.
I was just about to ask, is that a ledger?
It's a ledger. There you go. There you go. You got some crypto, don't you?
A little bit, but I can't say that I understand it to the level of which you understand.
She out here getting money. Now you're
How'd you even know
what to say?
No. When I think of ledgers, I think of like accounting.
I'm about to hurt her because I'm like, you know what a ledger is? Like,
You holding up, sis. It's a ledger. So think of it this way. Anything that we do, think about Google, Apple, I don't know, Android, whatever, everything, Yahoo.com, everything. It's basically somebody's recording some type of data of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right?
So in this case, but in that case, one person owns it, a Google or an Apple, like it's centralized.
Yeah.
But this is a decentralized public ledger. And so anything that we transact, when I say transact, anything that you do, whether you bought something or you got a deed to a house or literally you text to someone, any type of data, we all share this public ledger that writes down whatever we're transacting.
So I can see what you're buying and you can see what I'm buying.
Yeah. The reason behind that, why that's a thing, there's security levels on top of it, but ideally the reason by that is just now it just takes that central entity away, that the person that controls everything. Now,
If you think about the dollar bill, like the Federal Reserve, right. It removes that.
It removes that, and it's
where it's more like the public.
Exactly. It's built into the code, the protocol.
Got it. Okay.
That might not be mind-blowing when you think about it, but if you actually think about it, it's super, yeah.
Like, there's no control.
Takes away, like, the centralized point. Now we can, and it's verified once it's on there. Like, mm-hmm. It's a true thing. This happened. Like TT sent money to DD. That happened on there. No one can tell you otherwise, right? Mm-hmm. So
it's
now.
It's like how you see on Venmo.
Exactly. But like, there's still a security level because then there's still money involved.
Right.
But that was the key. It just removed that centralized entity, and now it's written into this code. So now they flipped that to be a currency because they said, okay, let's take this brilliant technology and apply it to currency. How would we do that? They said, let's create Bitcoin. Bitcoin was created by Satoshi Nakamoto. Mm-hmm. This person's, we don't know if it's a he or she. They dropped this.
No one knows who this person is. Oh, wow.
They don't know.
They intentionally hide their identity, right?
Yeah.
Is he or she still alive?
No one knows. They just dropped this into the public, I don't know, the interwebs. And they were like, wait, this is kind of like brilliant, whoever created this. So with Bitcoin, they created a protocol. A protocol means just a code or a network where they made 21 million units of this coin or this currency. And you can spend like 1/1000th of it because 21 million is limited for billions of people. So you have to break it down. But they created this currency. Mm-hmm. And they, mind you, they left. But now we now have a limited amount. And what's the biggest thing that we're dealing with now? Inflation is massive, mm-hmm. right? We're printing out $1,200 stimulus checks. It's great to get a stimmy, but it's devaluing the value of your $10 in your pocket.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's putting more money into the economy.
So I wanted to like separate the cryptocurrency from the blockchain. Blockchain was the brilliance. I'm sorry.
Can I go back for a second?
Yeah.
21 million.
Yeah.
So there's only 21 million Bitcoin existing today.
Period. So everything that we're buying, when we're buying Bitcoin, you're buying fractions and you're selling it of that 21. So it's a limited supply.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now there won't be any inflation, right?
Because it appreciates, I guess, because of the fact that it's limited.
And now there's more demand.
It's demand.
So, but there's different kinds of cryptocurrency. Like, so Bitcoin is one specific type of crypto, but now you have like others that are popping out, like Doge, for example.
Exactly.
So how do they have that
shit went down after whatchamacallit went on SNL.
Elon Musk.
Yes.
So is it this? Is that a derivative of Bitcoin, so is it its own thing? And how are they? I guess I'll let you answer that first.
Right. So I'm glad you called that out. Because Bitcoin is the way I explain Bitcoin. Think of it as gold, literally mm-hmm. digital version of gold. Right. You think about gold is a limited supply of it. Right. In the world, under the ground somewhere. Right. Everybody in the world wants it, mm-hmm. but like technically. Gold don't really do shit besides it being shiny, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just the first thing in the world that everybody in the world agreed on. We all want this.
This is
so
value.
That it has value.
Yeah.
So Bitcoin, all it is just digital version of gold. That's mm-hmm. the best way to think of it. It's a store of value. When I say a store of value, if you want to protect your cash, you go buy gold bar, right? If you mm-hmm. can, because you know gold's going to be gold tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with inflation, your money's going up and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think of Bitcoin like that. There are a bunch of other cryptocurrencies, but some of the other currencies have utility. When we say utility, you can do something with it, but you can't really do anything with gold besides wear it, but you can actually utilize this network to do payment transactions or NFTs, right? You guys have probably been hearing that. That's the biggest thing, that's the biggest bubble going on right now.
Uh-huh.
But on those networks, you can build something on this network to say, specifically for NFTs, let's say you bought a Basquiat, right? All it is just saying this is a tag or an asset or a digital deed saying this is a real Basquiat behind me kind of thing. So you actually have, you can do things with it versus mm-hmm. the digital gold we were talking about with Bitcoin. I'll pause there because I want to make sure if that
it's processing.
It's processing. You
know? Yeah, it's settling. Yeah. It's processing. Okay.
G looks a bit perplexed.
Because you said it's Dodge and the other cryptocurrencies.
I chose Dodge.
Okay. You said NFT.
I said there are other networks that have utilities like Ethereum, Solana, Cardano.
Ethereum, that was the one. Okay. Yep, all these names.
Mm-hmm.
These
they're names popping up, right? Not, you see them on your Coinbase.
I have them in my notes. I never did anything with them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with those networks, you can actually do things with them, like transact, like send money, or I'm just using that as an example. Or there's always like this limitless uses of it. But Bitcoin does nothing. It's like you really can't transact on it because it's so slow. It's the OG. Like, and because of that, they made the brilliant blockchain concept, but they didn't make it. It's like when your Nokia phone, the brick phone or the old phones, it was like a clunky phone, but it was brilliant for its time. Now, look what we can do with our phones.
So it's the first gen. Okay.
Where there are now others where you can actually do more using that same technology.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the utility angle might be a good place to go because I don't know about y'all. When I think when we all invest, if we were to invest, what would you invest in? You invest in things you use every day.
Yeah.
Right. I think Warren Buffett said that. It's like invest in the things that you do daily or use daily because shit, that means it's going to make money.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So in that same regard.
You'd hope, right.
In that same regard, I like investing in things that have a utility to humanity. To me, digital gold, it's great, shiny, right, whatever, but it's not doing anything for humanity. So when we start looking at what should I invest in, I'm just a simple man. I'm not super, super smart. Like, I just don't get the tech aspect of it. I know enough to be dangerous, but I just think what will be useful to humanity, and I'll start investing in that. Mm-hmm. So we can get into more topics of the investing world, but I wanted to pause there and make sure the folks know whenever you invest, if you don't have any background in it, invest in what you're going to use or what has a use to humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we move, I guess, on into investing, in your opinion, this is your opinion, disclaimer rolling at the bottom of the video here that you are not a financial guru. But this is more so your opinion.
Can we get the little red ball? You know?
Every word I say is just like just jumping over the words. Yeah. When we think of cryptocurrency, so I don't have crypto. Mm-hmm. And for me, crypto is just like, what the hell, like mind blown kind of thing. Like, I think I'll just stick to my stocks and bonds. But it is the future. It's like the way that we are moving. And so you have crypto, obviously. Yep. What are some of your favorite cryptocurrencies currently?
Oh, you got me started.
Outside of Bitcoin.
You got me started. I am like 1,000% like a Cardano maximalist. Cardano is my number one holding by far, like 85%.
And what is Cardano and why?
So you remember I said there's Bitcoin, right? Mm-hmm. The OG.
Yeah.
Created that brilliant blockchain technology. Yep.
And left.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then everybody said, all right. Mind you, this is all open source, meaning it's published to the world.
Yeah.
So then they were like, oh,
it's like the Razor phone.
Exactly. So the OG joint.
This is the next iteration. Right. Yeah.
So
is Cardano
generation.
The Apple? The iPhone? All right. Listen,
in Ern's opinion.
In my opinion. Right? In my opinion. But the next generation was Ethereum. I think that was the one you said. Mm-hmm. You know, Ethereum was one, the next protocol where it said, all right, let's take this brilliant code, but actually do stuff with it and not just be digital gold. Mm-hmm. So they built, you know, marketplaces on top of it. And they built... think of it like Bitcoin created the internet and then Ethereum said, okay, let's take this internet and put websites on it. And when I say website, it's things that we can do stuff with it. eBay.com, Yahoo.com, send email. So let's start building things on top of this network. But there was second generation. So they're still OG, right? Mm-hmm. And they blew up. Ethereum's just the shit too. It's the number two in terms of like market cap. So then the Cardano folks said, hey, they did it. Like, what they did was amazing, but they didn't think about scale. Like, billions of people can't use it because it's so, the transaction per second is so slow. It's an older model, like car kind of thing, if you want to think of it that way. But what Cardano said is, let's start building for the future now, right? Mm. So with Cardano, people say it's an Ethereum killer. People say it's going to be like the Ethereum replacement. I just think it's just so much, it's so early, they're both gonna coexist. Like, it's not like Apple just took out the Android. No,
that's true.
We all got people, we green techs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't like them. But we still all coexist.
Still there.
Right?
Still there.
Yeah.
So coexist. In that regard, they can all coexist. But
I don't know why, though, but they still there.
Yeah.
I mean, they can even join us on FaceTimes now, too, so.
That's true.
Did anybody actually go to do that, though? Everybody been saying that. I'm not doing that shit. Like,
yeah. I know, like, two people with Android, so.
So all I have to say, I'm not mixing my Cardano with my Ethereum. You know, it's just like, it's not happening.
You're not doing it.
But in this case, though, it's your money. The way I invest, right, it's your money. I'm like, I don't have a dog in the fight. It's whoever's going to make me money. And if both Apple and Android are going to pay me money, I'm going to invest in both of them.
That's true.
Got it.
So Ethereum, Cardano, anything that has a utility. So to me, a Polkadot is very similar to Ethereum. These their name get kind of weird, as you can see.
Okay, you haven't heard that one before.
Polkadot is another one. Solana, I don't know if you ever heard of that.
No.
Like SZA? Mm.
Right, let me find Solana. Out who's this out here.
Right. She got a currency.
Right.
Okay, I hear that.
But those are some of my favorites that I like using. There's other trippy, cool coins too, but I really don't want to get into. I don't know, there's something called Metaverse. Y'all remember The Sims?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember like World of Warcraft? And what's the joint the kids play with the dances? You know, they building shit. You know they be doing
Fortnite?
This
Fortnite? Fortnite. Oh.
You know where you build a world.
Look, I'm like, I don't even know Animal what Crossing. Happens on Fortnite. I don't heard of it.
You don't be seeing these TikTok dances of the kids doing all the Fortnite dances and
no.
shit.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, yeah.
That's a world.
I thought Fortnite was like a like fighting game.
You can.
You can, but they build just like you build this world.
Oh.
So,
and you play, we could all play at the same time, but not even be in the same room.
Have you played?
Oh.
One of my friends is a gamer, and I've like watched him play.
I've never played
it. It's like a one player game. It's not, we can't both hook up a controller and play.
But The Sims is a good one because I think we all on the older end, right? So we remember The Sims. You just go live this life, right?
Yeah.
They're building crypto metaverses where you can buy, like literally go into a fake casino, but like a digital casino. Spend real money at
and
this,
make real money. And what the
like,
fuck?
Like you get cashed on crypto, but crypto's worth whatever it's worth. Whenever you
at that moment,
USD, right?
So
you can go into these places. You can walk in, literally buy a house. Like there's real estate in Manhattan. Like Manhattan real estate lives on the metaverse, similar to an NFT, right?
What?
The Basquiat.
And you can buy you can buy things.
I'm looking at Brie. This is real?
I thought with the NFTs, it was just only the digital version of that, not the actual physical copy.
But with NFTs, they also think about, have y'all heard of NBA Top Shots?
Mm-mm.
Like, so the NBA was killing it with this. So what they did was they started doing NFTs for NBAs. So you can go onto this NBA Top Shots website and buy a moment in time of the NBA. So like, a very famous one would be like
Michael Jordan in the
last shot, or now that it's like newer age, it'll be more LeBron's crazy dunk over, you know, so and so, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can own and buy that almost like trading cards back in the day, like a King Griffey Jr.
So if ESPN decided to use that, they would have to pay.
They would have to pay you,
right? Well, yeah, exactly.
So it's like a licensing of this specific moment.
In this instance, the NBA kept the licensing. They don't have to pay. They have to pay the NBA, but you don't get paid. But you own this. Again, think of it like a rookie card moment. Right?
Like if the rookie card almost was like 3D and you can move it, you would see the dunk happen.
Exactly. So they did the digital version of these dunks and NFT.
Well, what's the point? If I don't get the licensing money.
Yeah, if you don't get
it. But like, remember trading card? What's the point of trading cards? Someone in the other side of the world wants that trading card because they love the NBA that much. Bro, if they're giving you 80 grand... For this NFT,
I hear you.
You'd be like, I'll be with it.
But it's digital, so you can also see it on YouTube if you wanted to do that.
Agreed, but you own the thing that says this is the official one, though. Who is
so
owned by the NBA?
Who would know that I own that?
There's marketplaces for this. You come just like there's an eBay to sell.
Got it. You got to be a very active member of
that
NBA.
That was a little confusing to me.
Yeah, but you,
I'm like, but I get it. Because you could almost do it in terms of like artists and performances too, if you think of it in that way.
I think of it of like the way deeds to a house works. You own this piece of paper that legitimizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a word.
Legitimizes that you own this crib, right?
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So that makes it a little.
But your house is. You can sell your house and get money. So you can sell that NFT then. So if someone who really, really wants it and they know that you own that moment in the marketplace,
right,
you can, that is where the value, I guess, can come.
The value comes from someone else wanting it.
Right. But so only one person can own it, not multiple people for this specific.
Ideally, yes. But they release like 10 versions or 10 issuances of the same dunk and then sold that. Just again, thinking like trading cards, right?
Yeah. Okay, right. So it's just yours. So if you really want my trading card, you gotta give me $10 or whatever.
Or $10,000.
Or $10,000. Yeah. And that's an exchange between you and I.
Exactly.
What's it called again? NBA?
Top Shots.
Top Shots. Okay.
Now all the other leagues is trying to get into it, but NBA got there first, and they partnered with a crypto company to build this out.
Got it.
What company, you know?
You got me on the spot now.
I mean, but it sounds like they basically were the ones who strategically created the thing for the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound like the NBA came up with this.
Yeah. When I get lost, I always try to, like, relate it to something I understand, like the deed to the house thing. Mm-hmm. Think of NFTs like that. Yeah. This is an asset ownership tag.
Yeah.
It said this is the one of one.
Wow.
Well, we need to pause here because we got to pay some bills. Speaking of some money.
Speaking of money.
Okay. Because, I need some more dollars to put into this cryptocurrency. We be back, y'all.
This episode of the Oprah Rose Show is brought to you by AHA. Now, before you ask, why are you talking like that? Allow me to explain. AHA is a bold, sparkling water with a 2-in-1 flavor combination in every kahan, like blueberry and pomegranate or lime and watermelon. Some flavors like mango and black tea are even caffeinated to put the sparkle in sparkling water. Look for AHA anywhere you buy sparkling water and get your hands on some today. There's a good chance you'll literally never want to drink any other sparkling water ever again. AHA, sparkling water. Now, can I get an AHA?
Okay, y'all. I'm excited about this one. The Oprah Rose Show has partnered with Manscaped to offer our listeners 20% off and free shipping. Wait, you don't know what Manscaped is? All right, so boom. It's a male grooming necessity. Think no nicks, no snags when trimming your balls. Can you imagine? Well, not anymore, fellas. Using our code OPRAHROSE, you can save 20% on the Performance Package 4.0, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, featuring cutting-edge ceramic blades to reduce grooming accidents, as well as the Weed Whacker to attack those nose and ears hairs. Now, I have no excuse not to shave my balls before date night, and neither do you. Oh, sorry, I got a little too excited there. Never mind. Use our code OPRAHROSE to save 20% with free shipping right now. Oh, and ladies, you can gift the Performance Package 4.0 as well. The holidays are approaching, and we know you don't want to see no hairy balls.
Okay, so let's get back to how do we make this money, essentially. So where are you, like, where would one go with research, obviously? Mm-hmm. Where would one go to, is purchase the correct word?
Yeah, buy, purchase is fine.
Yeah. Okay, so is it like Coinbase, cop, whatever it is, where would one go to, like, find this?
So there's these markets or online markets called exchanges or whatever word you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
They're called centralized exchanges. But to me, I think about it like you're logging onto Amazon.com or eBay. There are places where people are selling the cryptocurrency that they own.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, the most common one in the US is Coinbase. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Coinbase.com or mm-hmm. Coinbase. Coinbase just went public back in March or April. But it's basically where, you know, I own some Bitcoin, right? And I say, I want to sell it. So I say, I'm going to sell it at the whatever it's going for. You on this other side of the world can log on to Coinbase, make an account, and buy that one.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't just be like, oh, I'm grabbing urns, but you would just put an order in somewhere in the world saying somebody's selling. And everything we do,
up,
right?
Open up a Coinbase right now.
So you can just go into Coin. You got a Coinbase app?
I do.
So you're already a step ahead.
Didn't even realize it until this birthday party.
You have a lot of information. Who were you talking to?
Just
around?
Yeah, just she can't name home. Names.
She already threw a dollar amount. Remember?
Yeah,
you trying to get set up?
Like, right. You trying to get it? Says,
yeah, I was like, right. No. Yeah, because right now it's saying that the Bitcoin price is $55,000, and then it says this year is $43,000. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. About
and
this,
there's like BT, BTC, BCH. The Ethereum. Okay,
on there.
Ethereum. Mm-hmm. And then Bitcoin, and then what is this other? Oh, those are both the Bitcoin prices. Oh, and then it's all Ethereum, and then
so it's just a marketplace,
Litecoin.
Yeah, just like think of it, eBay, like someone selling whatever they own. In this instance, it's currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like if you think about it too, when you go to Europe, what are you doing? You're not gonna go spend USD there. You're gonna go to the bank or go to the airport,
exchange in their currency.
Yeah.
Literally, that window is just on a website now. And that same concept, someone's trying to trade USD for Bitcoin or Bitcoin for Ethereum, whatever. Mm. There's always a marketplace for something.
Right. I think then also the idea, too, is with trading, sometimes you're trading so that you get more value for, I guess, whatever you're trading for.
Ideally. Yeah. Same with y'all got Robinhood too. Well, mm-hmm. hopefully
no, but right. Something like
I'm getting rid of it now. Yeah, I did not know.
I still have it. Let me but see, that's just because I didn't get rid of it.
I have Stash. I think Stash does. Yeah, crypto
E-Trade, Charles Schwab. Yeah. But all it is just you log in, and it's like you want to buy Apple stock. Apple's not printing out more and more stock. You're buying somebody else who wants to let go of their Apple stock.
Yeah.
Same instance, same concept. So Coinbase.com is one. That's probably the most popular one, and I would say the most user friendly to us who are not the super geeky, nerdy, like in the weeds kind of thing. There's other places you can get them, but that's the easiest one. It's like it looks like the user interface is so simple.
Yeah, I just downloaded and looked at it, and I was like, "Oh, this is pretty easy." It kind of looks like Cash App.
So, kind of like walk us through, like again, the red dot. You are not a financial advisor, but like just so you open up Coinbase, and then what are you doing?
So. First, you need to verify that, you know, where you live, everything, because just like any other account opening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you link it to your Bank of America, your Wells Fargo, Safe, right? It's all approved, government regulated in terms of like protecting you, that part. But then just same little way you would do PayPal, you would say, I'm going to move $1,000 from my bank account to PayPal to go pay whatever vendor or my friend, whatever, in that same instance. So you would fund it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide which asset do you want to buy. When I say which asset, which coin you want to buy, right? In terms of, in terms of what to buy and how to buy, like, I think it's simple enough that how to buy. In terms of what to buy, I actually take a step back. Before you start investing, always invest, I said, what you can lose in anything, whether it's stocks, bonds, crib, like you're not putting money.
You got $1,000 to throw away and you're not going to cry about it, then that's safe.
Of course, we don't want it to go away, but my life will not change if I drop this $500,000, whatever your number is. Because people always ask me that. I'm like, how much
do I invest? That's real advice, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you got going on in your
Like, don't throw your whole savings into buying this
car. You got a baby coming and you want to put $10,000 down, hoping you're going to make that $100,000. Yeah, be smart.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on, you know,
but if you need that $10,000.
Yeah. How about an AMC stock real quick, you know? You know.
No.
But like, yeah, so before you always put in what you can afford to lose. And, but ideally, none of us wants to lose. We want to make some money.
We want to make money. Yeah.
So once you found that number, you go pick out to me. First of all, one more step back. When I invest long-term. Long-term meaning... If I'm throwing in $1,000, which I won't miss, I'm throwing it in because I want to leave it there for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and make something of it.
Right.
If you try to do this
that
day trading,
that's
day trading, like, I don't know.
I don't want it. That was my question. Like, is it like a daily thing that you have to pay attention to?
I'd rather not.
I really
rather not.
Same. No. Like, to me, I got shit to do. I don't got time to be researching all the daily moves of hourly.
Right.
I'm investing so I can leave it in there and trust and believe that this is going to be good, right?
Yeah.
So when you're investing, the way I think of investing in crypto, if you're holding long term, you are golden. And when I say long term to me, it's like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Because what we just said is it's super early right now. And imagine it's super early right now. I think something like 1% of the world is involved in crypto. 1%.
Really?
Yeah, and Bitcoin's at 55,000. What's going to happen when 5% of the world is involved? The demand for it's going to go shoot that.
Right, because we're talking about 21 million.
21 million. Yeah. Man, taking notes over here.
I am.
Yeah, but like, so if you're holding long term, whatever you can buy in terms of the amount, whether you could do biweekly buys, you can set up like recurring buys with first and the 15th to buy $50. Or your bar tab for the weekend. You figure, I don't know, you go to the bar for one night. You can spend $100 either. I'd rather invest that.
Just drop that walking out the door.
Yeah. Every time you breathe.
Just breathe.
They give it that way. I'm just like, yo, if I'm investing for a long time, I might as well just put some throwaway money in that I'm not even paying attention to.
Yeah.
And to me, if you're buying Bitcoin, if you're buying Ethereum, you're buying Cardano, they're the top three in terms of market.
Cap. Okay.
If you're buying those,
I'm learning, y'all.
Over the next 2-3 4 years?
I can't wait to get this damn learning. Coinbase, child, as soon as I get home tonight. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I got money to put in there just yet. I'm trying to move.
I feel you.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I cannot wait till we're like 3 years in a line.
Right, it'd be like showing each other the coins.
Look, my coins and my Coinbase.
But I guess another question in terms of that, because now we're talking about sharing what we're making in regards to like creating a community. So do you have a community of people who tell you exactly like, oh, this is hot right now, and like you should hop on this?
Yeah. That's a great question.
That's a very good question. And I am... The reason I got pissed in 2017 is because my boy was stood next. I didn't get pissed because he's still my boy. And he didn't tell me, but whatever.
No, you got pissed.
A little bit. I was like, damn, dog. I was sitting right next to you this whole time. Probably you can't tell me, bro. I'm out here killing it. You should pay attention.
Yeah.
Bria tell you, Kiki would tell you, Eric the Squad. I was yelling.
Was he white? Was he white?
I mean.
I mean.
Bless his heart.
But he, he just was like in his own world.
Right. I was like, damn, dog. But to me, once I found this news out, and I actually like really read, as you can see, like I really did my due diligence.
You can tell. Yeah, you really have. Yeah.
But like, people, y'all don't got time for that. But y'all might trust that Earn might have did his due diligence. He ain't going to steer me wrong. But, and everything I'm telling you is one, make sure don't put too much money. I'm selling the right way.
Yeah.
But at the very least, I'm telling y'all, I need y'all to pay attention. There's some shit going down here.
Yeah.
Bree, Bree, my girlfriend. She's the
Shout out to Bree.
Shout out Bree. Bree. Shout out to Brownies.
I'm looking at her right now. What's up, Bree?
She's super safe. She's more, you know, conservative in how she moves her money. I'm a little more risky. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you got to invest. She's like, yeah. I was like, babe, I need you to pay attention here. I need something for you. I can't make money and you just sitting next to me and not making money, just like my boy did.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, partners, come on, each other.
Bro. Yes, I love that. Because sometimes you got to get out your own way sometimes. Right. You know? Yeah. I'd be like acting like I don't have no money. I really
Now, Bree,
like,
you making money? Okay, okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's not. You put that money in there
for the people.
Oh, you looking right now?
She's and nodded. So,
yeah. Okay. My roommate, same thing. I was like, he's super, like, he's just hard-headed sometimes. And just my younger brother almost. So I told him, I was like, I know you got 500, 800. Give me something. I need you to put something in this. Yeah. Even though you don't, I'll, like, just trust me.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm very big into making sure that everyone around me knows about this. And if you don't choose to listen, that's fine. Erm goes to sleep at night very well because I told you. I didn't leave you out there.
Come on. Looking out for the people.
Yeah.
Right. Doing it right, doing the work.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
When I say this shit was hard, because imagine having this conversation 30 times over with all your friends.
Yeah.
It was tough. But, and I was nagging them, and they were annoyed by me. This nigga always talking about Cardano. Like, every time I bring it up, he always works Cardano. But I bet, the way I think of it, I'm like, yo, I don't care if you're annoyed by me, but when you make money, you're going to be happy that I need the fuck out of you.
Yeah, right.
But it's not even just about making money. It's just getting ahead of that curve, what's coming next.
Because even think about it. Black people, I feel like inherently are very cautious with our money, right? One, it's either we don't have a lot of it, so you don't have a lot. There's not a lot of disposable income to even start thinking about this type of stuff, you know? And I feel like everyone just now, recently, is like paying attention to stocks and bonds. And like, I'm in a WhatsApp that I have no idea what goes on in this app, but it's like trading and people buying this and that. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, and it goes off.
taken?
Every single solitary day. Mm. I don't even look at it, but at least I see it coming. And I mean, it's like 7 a.m. every single solitary morning, maybe like 60 black people in this chat. And it's like, it's just amazing to see like people sharing the information, because I mean, like, I don't think our parents were doing that. Right. They didn't have the knowledge to be able to be like, you know, like I said, you may not have even had the money to be able to have these conversations. And like, cause it's like, I'm just trying to survive, like take care of my children. And our generation, I feel like, is so many like miles ahead of them. That's like, okay, let's pay attention to this. What are we doing? Yeah. Like,
we have the resources.
Afford, how am I going to afford my expensive shopping habits? Like, there's so many things that,
because black people also spend their money before they get it,
right?
Yeah. And so that's a big part of it too. Where it's like, oh, I got this $2,000 coming in. Like, I already know I'm about to spend that shit on not cryptocurrency.
Because is it one paycheck or like two paychecks that like the average person is like?
I think it's one
paycheck away from like
being homeless.
Yeah, that's scary as shit. Yeah. Like, so you're not even thinking about that because you're thinking about the necessities of what you have to do. So I love the fact that you are like, if you can go out and have drinks, because every time we step outside, it's $100. It's less than $100.
Well, it's $100. Yeah. You walk outside, you breathe. It's $100.
It's $100.
I just broke a 50 yesterday. That's gone.
Gone.
Why did I have $50? I don't know. But it's gone.
I still carry cash. I'm like the only person on earth.
That, I do,
like,
because of you.
Yeah, I carry cash. Living in Brooklyn, I feel like you need it. There's so many times where like $5 limit, and it's like, I just want a pack of gum.
It's 25 cents.
Yeah, I don't want to get a whole bunch of other shit for one pack of gum. I'm a cash person.
I want to comment on what you said, which is the conservative nature, right? I was talking to one of Bree's friends for a good 2 hours, and he was from, I was born in Ethiopia. My parents live in Ethiopia.
Shout out to Ethiopia.
Shout out to my Habeshas, right? And I grew up in Southwest Philly, so gutter the whole way. Poor. Once we got cash, like once my parents saved, they saved because they were, like something's about to happen, like something dangerous about to happen.
Yeah.
And we inherit that like risk averse nature.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're like, I got to keep stacking my savings. Right. That's great. Please, you should always have savings.
But you're thinking of it for emergency, for investing or like actually doing something for yourself. It's all about if something were to happen, I have this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you should always have that. Right. But it's just sitting there collecting 0.02%.
Yeah, it's nothing. Not a value. Yeah.
It's not doing anything for you. Yeah. That's why you should have, you said, Stash, you should have a Robin Hood, you should have an E-Trade. Buying something that while you're chilling, literally hanging out with your friends, is making you money because that company is... That's Apple is producing our new phones. That's creating profits, creating
that we're using earnings that you stuff that we're stock. Using every single solitary day. At
exactly, now their stock ain't doing the best though. You would think it'd be moving more than what it is, but it's But they did a stock split, I think that's probably why.
But again, what's that statement you said is in the time frame of the past three months. If we're talking all 10 years,
if we're talking a long time,
think about what the next 10, 20, but
that's true.
In that same regard with crypto or anything that you invest in, it's about the long-term investment. Yeah. The reason you said you want to buy a crib.
One day.
Yeah. If you want to buy a crib. It's to live in it.
Now that is, I thought I was going to buy one last year. I was like, ha-ha, not these Brooklyn housing prices. I thought wrong.
Come to Philly. Philly.
Actually am. Like, I talked to my sister is buying properties in Philly, in Baltimore, and now she's moved to Philly. So
Baltimore and Philly is like Twin Cities. They have so many overlap. I love that connection that we got.
Yeah. So that is next. Yeah, because I can't afford to buy one to live in. Yeah. So it's like, all right, well, let's do investment properties.
But let's have our cash working for us.
And
then we always have this like ominous thing that's gonna happen, like we need it because something's gonna happen and I need $30,000 day's time. Like, if you need $30,000 or whatever, you in some shit, you want some cheat trapping, and you do nothing requires like that immediate, I need this.
I need it though. I do think I need it.
And even like you said, the way you think about it, because that was, I didn't unthink that way until my financial advisor was like, what are you doing all this for? And my answer was actually well, obviously like a nest egg, and you know, I want to buy a home eventually. And then I was like, well, what if somebody dies in my family and we can't pay for the funeral? Like, and he was kind of like, okay, like that's where you went with it,
and that's your responsibility.
You went to dance already.
Right, you're trying to think of the worst case scenario.
Don't have health insurance. Like, right. It's like I'm literally like, okay, well
that's another
conversation. I already know how that goes. So if that's what it's going to be, like these are the things even that you have to think to plan for.
So yes. My thing with that statement, my rebuttal is like, why can't you buy the Apple stock or buy this cryptocurrency or whatever? Hopefully something that appreciates. So let's just stay in traditional finance. Buy the Apple stock. Something does happen.
Sell it.
Yeah. Right.
And within 2-3 days, Robinhood, Charles Schwab is giving you money. Like, something that could wait.
And more than likely, you'll have more money than what you put in.
So that's what I've been doing. So I use Stash almost as my savings account. Yeah. So I literally moved everything that was sitting in my TD Bank savings to Stash.
Because it's not making
anything. It wasn't making anything. Now, some of my investments didn't really make money now, but it was all set by, like, Moderna had... was doing amazing. Glad
I'm
I sold
so
it when
mad
I did.
I didn't make that.
But that's a short stock in a way. Whereas, like, I was watching that one kind of thing. Yeah. But I don't believe in having savings just sit in a traditional bank because it's not making any sense.
Yeah, he was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "That's fine," because he's like, "I know you're obsessed with seeing numbers in the bank account, but like, you have to move."
Yeah, like Moderna doubled. Like my money doubled, and I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah,
I should have put more in this shit.
Yeah,
so to comment, the traditional finance, when you said it doubled, that's like, bro, 100% return. Like
100% return.
Yeah,
now it's like
crypto world. I was like, wild. And I'm make sure I say both sides to give all the facts. It's wild ups and it's wild downs.
Yeah.
But again, I said if you're investing for a 6-month window, right, short window, you're gonna be like, we can't time the up and that crash. I don't know when that's gonna happen. But you zoom out your window, you're gonna go, and then up
see
there.
It
so
go
your
up.
Window's over here. Okay. So you don't care what's happening in this 6-month window. You care what's in the 6 years.
Yeah. Right.
And you're gonna be up here. But what I'm saying, like, some returns is ridiculous. Like 700%, 800%. That's very common over a year time frame. Because imagine it's so early, right? 1% of the world's like, I've read that stat somewhere, so don't quote me on that. But
I mean, it
more
makes sense.
And more people are getting into it, so the demand's skyrocketing these prices.
That ain't that much. We talk about fractions.
Fractions. I was following.
Is it whole fraction?
You just said a fraction.
I just thought about Nicki's song.
But I just love the what you have been teaching us today.
Love
and I
it.
Think you've done it in such like a friend way and like very like broke it down and like having like normal conversation where it's not intimidating.
Yeah.
You should do more of this.
I agree.
Not to put you on the spot of doing it.
This girl literally I signed up for one of her classes and hers was more so like trading. And it's a whole thing and I can send it to you too.
Yeah.
Like and she kind of does it in a very digestible way that everyone can understand. You should absolutely do this.
No, this is awesome. So that kind of segues to, so I'm a part in my free time, in my sabbatical. Right?
On your sabbatical.
Right, I've been getting involved with Glasses Global. Y'all see me repping hard.
Gigi.
Okay. The brand Gigi.
Is Gigi?
Right?
Yeah, I was
right?
Like, Gigi.
The Glasses Global's here. So with Glasses Global, we threw the Recess Kickball League.
Just a
bunch of black people just tired of being inside. We want to be outside in a healthy way. So we started a kickball league. We've been doing other events, like considering showcases and different things, but we also want to do like community give back type events.
Yeah, incredible.
But this is like, we Glass Global, we're just like, yo, we got to actually make this a thing to, like, formalize thing.
For sure.
It's like a community thing. Like you
it's
said,
a it, community.
It's like, I love the kickball league. Like, absolutely love it. Now, the community aspect of it, the fact that it's in Flatbush, like, at Lips, like, black owned, like, love it.
Yeah. When I told the owner, he was like, because we did a happy hour, he was like, bro, the happy hour is great, but that's what I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get my community put them on.
Yes.
We let the folks at Aunts and Uncles know. Everybody in the community just telling them, yo, please just tell people to pull up.
Yeah.
Come grab some free game and some wings if you want.
And even the kids, I feel like, you know, the younger generation, like, we have money, disposable income, where we can have these conversations and we know what we want our money to do. But I didn't know this shit when I was 18.
Right.
No.
I feel like you're building a community that can also reach back and help, you know, the younger generation to know this is what's coming. Like, crypto is going to be for them what stocks and bonds are for us in a way. So keep doing it.
And I do think it resonates with them for sure. Like, at that, because mine was like, my father was like, don't get a whole bunch of credit cards. You don't want a whole bunch of debt. And I was like, okay. And like, you know how those places are predatory. You come outside of your freshman dorm, Bank of America got a whole setup so you can get a credit card.
And you get a free pizza and you don't know.
And so you're like, well, let me sign up for this credit card. And then you look, you got a goddamn 500 credit score when you're trying to go get your first apartment.
Right.
Like, and you don't. So like that type of stuff starting early, like you said, and bringing in the kids is so important.
Because you digest, you break it down in a way that's digestible and also in a way that's like homeboy.
Yeah.
And like you just schooling me and not even on some, like, I feel like I'm in school, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I've been on the receiving end of, you know, of getting these like big words thrown at me. I'm like,
once
you get it, you're like, wait, why you ain't just saying it in this way? Like, right. All big words.
Break it down.
Like, let's talk about it in like, what's a marketplace? The way we talk, like, let's talk about it simply. But yeah, I mean,
Crypto for Dummies. I love it.
Yeah, shit. Like, trademark that.
Yeah, Crypto for Dummies.
But again, the only thing I'm going to say, not financial advice, but when you do invest, please think long term. Like, again, you got $50.
Crypto for the homies.
Right? Yeah.
Crypto for the homies. Like, put
long term.
Crypto for the hood. Trap crypto.
Okay. Trap, I mean, we really try and get this.
Right?
Crypto for the Crips.
But you're excluding, right?
Now we're excluding. Crypto for the set.
You're set.
That's when y'all when you expand and you come over to the West Coast,
right? I'm trying. I took a sabbatical to chill. Y'all about to put me
right? Like, now we put you to work.
We put you to work.
Or Hilton.
I'm checking in now.
No, for sure.
I'm gonna see Bree one day and be like, so what's going on with Crypto for the Set?
Right.
Do I need to we need to call up Earn real quick.
That's what we're gonna call it. It's Crypto for the Set for sure.
No, please. I love y'all reached out, because again, we need to be saying these, giving this information at all platform levels. Yeah. So me having it in my room with the lips, yes, but you guys are putting it at a higher level. So shout out to y'all, because this is, hopefully people are just paying attention. That's all we want. Pay attention.
Yeah. We got to save ourselves, man.
Right. We have to.
Anybody going to save us?
No, nobody.
They hide the information.
They hide it.
They do. And make sure when y'all listening to this, like, y'all research what we're talking about, download the apps, play around in them. Pause, rewind, listen to it back again.
That's what somebody actually told me. They were like, even if you just pay attention to, and I think he sent me like some very easy like YouTube videos that I was getting my hair braided and watching them. Like they're still like, I remember being home. I was like, I ain't watching that shit while I'm home. I'm trying to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. But like, very I can watch it. Like
7 minutes long.
That's
how I was sending
very digestible, like quick bite sizes. Cause I told him that. I'm like, this is so overwhelming. And he's like, just start. He's like, that's how I did it. And he works in music. He knows none of this. And he's like, just start paying attention to those, like, you know, literally YouTube videos or like
school of YouTube
other podcasts and everything. And like,
Simply Explained was one of them that I used. Cause I was like, I don't get this. I need it simpler. And they like, baby dumb graphics and everything. Yeah.
Love
now
the graphics.
I understand this. Now I can speak to this versus you throwing this big ass word around
that I don't get. Yeah, because it becomes daunting. So we thank you so much.
Thank you, Earn.
Appreciate y'all.
Let's get this money. We do have Plug Glasses Global. Where can people find more information on the events and what you guys are doing?
So Glasses Global, you find us on Instagram. We're building out. This year has been great because we actually had time on our hands to like plan this out. So on Instagram, Glasses Global. Okay. If you want to follow Recess Kickball League, shit was lit. Like, Black Mamas took her home. My girl took her championship home. They was out there repping their hats yesterday at the bar. But we're going to have a bunch of series of events ranging like from partying and having a good time to actually learning and growing and healthily all together as a community.
Love it.
Incredible. Right now in Brooklyn, but hopefully we'll expand. But
yes. Oh no, y'all are. It's giving global.
It is giving global.
Like, I'm like, it's giving global. It's gonna be one of Ethiopia.
I'm about to call my dad.
Before we let you go, we have closing questions. First one, what would you tell your younger self?
What would I tell my younger self?
Yes.
I don't just, because I'm learning that faith is, like, have faith in your natural abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, because you get your ass kicked by the world saying you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not fast enough, whatever the topic is. But have faith that if you truly enjoy something, double down more. Because now I'm doing it as an adult, but I wish I had started when I was younger. I mean, we all say that, but
yeah,
have faith in what you truly enjoy and double down on that early. So that'll be my.
I love Maverick.
Yeah. And, actually, can I say too?
Yeah.
Buy Bitcoin when it was fucking in 2012.
$200
a pop, $300 a pop. Shit, I can imagine. Oh, but yeah, but that's just money. Money's, you know,
comes
money's not the faith and the process. Those are the more important.
Yeah.
Right. Damn, that was a heavy ass question.
Okay. Another one.
One more.
What do you know for sure?
What do I know for sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'm resilient. I'm always gonna make it through everything. I don't know what's coming next, but I know my parents instilled in me, my family's instilled in me, my community instilled in me that whatever I get thrown out, I can handle. I'll figure it out.
I love it.
That's what I know for sure. But I don't know what the next thing is gonna be. Right. But I know that.
Right. That's the beautiful thing about life, man.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. Won't know.
Yeah.
No.
Make these goals and then be like, I wonder if that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Never know.
Damn, that was dope. I like that little twist you got there.
You know, just gotta shout bring to everything Oprah. Full
right.
circle.
Exactly. Right. And so we end every show with a quote. So this quote is, your new life will cost you. It'll cost you your old life, the people you hope to bring with you, and the distractions that numb the pain. But your new life will be worth the investment. Oh, look at that. Investment. We were talking about investment.
Worth.
It'll meet you outside your comfort zone in a world that makes space for your growth.
Damn. What's that little, what's that GIF? What is that? Growth from Insecure? Oh, it Kylie Jones?
Growth.
I just rewatched that episode too. Yeah. What do we call that? Growth.
Yeah.
Growth, yeah. That's what it's all about. In every aspect.
And you just keep growing.
Yeah.
And be resilient with the growth.
Exactly. You know what I always say? It's a rolling, not a stopwatch. Shit don't never
stop.
It really does not.
Says the one with the rolly on. I mean,
right, I don't have no watch on.
You could buy it if you wanted to. Right. That's all right.
Yeah.
He's like, it's worth nothing.
Baby.
They appreciate
it.
They do.
They do.
My brother's a jeweler, and he was telling me, bro, this stuff, the moment you buy it, it retails.
Yeah.
Just don't bust it down.
Just don't bust it down. Especially the rare ones. Like, somebody told me his went up like $20,000 or something. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
One day. Anyway,
thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Later.